Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with you and a special studio guest over the phone, Mr. Trey Sackins. Good morning, sir. How are we doing today?
I'm well, Jake. How are you?
We're doing just fine. Glad to have you on, of course. We're excited for you to come down to the Extreme Bull Bash in DuCoin and at the Southern Illinois Center on Saturday, March 29th. So it'll be some rodeo action, some bull riding action, and different stuff. And then, of course, you know, you're going to put on one heck of a show for the folks. We always like to kind of check in with you. I know you were kind of out on the road. You got, you know, your buddy Blake Shelton and the Friends and Heroes Tour. I saw some of the lineups and some of the videos from that sort of thing. But where are you right now? What are you gearing up for outside of, you know, coming to Southern Illinois next week?
Well, I'm at home today. We've got this 100th anniversary for the Grand Ole Opry this week, and we'll be taping that Wednesday night. So that's a big deal. I'm glad to be a part of that and performing on that show. And then we go back out with Blake this weekend and finish that tour up, and then have a few days off before we come see you guys. And then we kick off our tour, you know, a month or so after that.
Yeah, no doubt. Have you ever played Southern Illinois, or, you know, I'm sure you've played, you know, obviously up north.
Oh, yeah. I've been all around there, Cape Girardeau, Metropolis, a few other places, I'm sure.
You ever played DuCoin? Do you ever play the fair down there?
I don't. Maybe I have.
Right.
I can't recall. I can't imagine there's a county fair in this country that I haven't played.
Well, we're excited to have you, and we were excited to have you last year. Obviously, I know you had that injury. You know, you were working and stuff at home and had that injury, but we're glad that we're glad you're a man of your word and you came back. So we're all excited that that's been a year plus now of excitement building for you to come to Southern Illinois and everything. And obviously play some of your, you know, your fantastic songs from over the years. But you've got some new music coming out. I was just watching your What Color's Your Wild video. That's a different take on a country music video. Maybe we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, well, you know, that wasn't my idea. You know, some of these guys that I work with, these directors and producers, they come up with these artsy fartsy ideas, and you know, I thought it was cool. I was like, yeah, let's do it. And my oldest daughter's in the video, and she just looks beautiful, and yeah, it was a lot of fun doing that video.
Girl dad, huh?
Yeah.
How's that been?
How's what now?
How's that been? I mean, I'm a girl dad myself. You got any advice for us?
Oh, I got five girls. Yeah, I wanted to have a son, but you know, I got five daughters. And no, I don't have any advice. You know, when people ask me about it, it's like, well, you must know, you know, a lot about women and girls. And I'm like, no, I've got five daughters, which means I'm five times more confused about it than you are.
You're just outnumbered at all times.
Yeah.
So this new song, What Color's Your Wild, it's got some great lyrics in there. I was kind of looking those over as I was watching the video, of course. You know, What Color's Your Wild, What Cranks the Dial on the Radio, stuff like that. What go into, you know, choosing the song, or maybe writing this song, or how did you want to put your stamp on this new song, and how are you picking new music nowadays whenever you're trying to put stuff out there?
Well, I'm not searching for new stuff these days. I write some stuff when somebody wants to write something. I got a movie coming out. Actually, the day before we're in DuCoin, there's a movie coming out that I did called Day of Reckoning, and they asked me to write a song for the movie. And I said, well, never done that before, but, you know, I'll take a run at it. And so, you know, got together with my old friend Casey Beathard, who also wrote What Color's Your Wild, and we wrote this song for that movie, and that's the first new thing I've written in a while. And you know, I like to when somebody gives me some lyrical ideas, and this is kind of the mood and the direction of the movie, and you know, I can pull some of the dialogue out of the movie and put into the lyric of the song. And, you know, so that song's called That Someday. And, you know, if you get a chance to go look at the trailer for that movie, that's the song I think that's playing over the trailer. But Casey and another dear friend of mine, Monty Criswell, wrote what colors are wild. And, I pick at them. I'm like, how'd you two old guys write something that sounds so new and fresh? You know, I mean, how'd you do that? You know?
Yeah.
Y'all must have been high or something. I don't know. But, yeah, I just thought it was a great song, and I like what it says, you know. And it's just, you know, that's how we should all live, you know, just every day look for what creates passion, you know, what gets us going, what revs us up, and that's the things that we ought to be concerned with and not worry so much about the mundane, you know, and that's stuff that we have to trudge through. But, you know, let's look for those things in life that you know, really get our engines revving.
Yeah, no doubt. You got that Day of Reckoning movie you mentioned. That actually comes out Friday, the day before you'll be down in DuCoin. So kind of a big weekend for you, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, I was just in this movie. It's just more of a cameo kind of appearance. Mm. You know, I'm just in it literally maybe 5 minutes. But it was fun to be on set that day. And there was a couple of friends of mine that were doing it. And they asked me if I'd be a part of it. And I was like, sure, I always enjoy doing that stuff. And I've got another movie that I'm doing in April and May that's going to be a lot longer commitment. I'm going to be on that set for about 6 weeks. So, you know, and then we'll start our tour after that. But I stay pretty busy. But, you know, I only do stuff that I want to do, you know, and it's, I always tell them, you know, here's the only question that I ask when I'm presented with an opportunity, like going to play a rodeo or being in a movie or whatever. I just ask myself the question, would that be something fun to do? And then if the answer to that question is yes, then I'll go do it.
Did you ever, I mean, I would assume you've wanted to be obviously a successful country artist or at least make a living off of playing music or whatever it might have been. That might have been the initial goal, but did the whole acting thing, because I mean, you've done some pretty cool roles over the years. The one that caught me off guard, but it makes so much sense, you did such a great job, was, you know, with Matthew McConaughey and Lincoln Lawyer. I mean, you just play the perfect part in that one. And, you know, you probably have a wide range as far as that goes, but did you ever think that was going to be a thing? Did you ever think that acting was going to be a thing that you do?
I didn't expect it or count on it, or, you know, I'm too much of a realist to dream that big. But, you know, I've been fortunate, and you know what, I don't have a lot of range. I play mostly a bad guy, and I'm usually either a biker or a cowboy, and that's about it, you know. That's about the depth of my acting chops. But you know, if you've got a role that requires a bad guy that rides a bike or a horse, I can probably handle it.
I think you played the good bad guy, though. You know, there's always those ones that they're technically the bad guy, but they're also good guys too. So I think you do a fine job on that deal. That's for sure. We can't wait.
I really enjoy it. And, you know, people ask me why, you know, what is it about the acting thing? And I'm, you know, it's, for me, like, my favorite days still in the music business are those days when we go in the studio and you're in there with a raw piece of material, and then you get in the studio with six or eight of the finest musicians in the world, which is the pool that we have to draw from here in Nashville. And then you get in there and you create something, and that, you know, that creative environment and that atmosphere, man, you talk about something that, what colors are wild, you know, I mean, that's really, I dig it, you know, it stimulates me and I enjoy it. And being on a television set or a movie set is the same thing. Everybody there is incredibly talented and creative and very good at what they do. And I just find that environment stimulating. I just enjoy it.
What Colors Your Wild Tour actually kicks off at the Southern Illinois Center, with Trace Atkins and DuCoin next Saturday. It's pretty exciting stuff. You'll be coming off of that tour with, Blake Shelton and the Friends and Heroes Tour, and you'll be starting up your own thing and kicking it off in Southern Illinois, a great place to do so. And we're glad to have you. WolfCattleCompany.com if you want to purchase your tickets to go see Trace Atkins or that entire weekend. Get yourself tickets for the whole weekend. They're still available at WolfCattleCompany.com. For you, real quick, when did you go to Nashville? When did you start your journey to, you know, get into country music?
I moved here in 1992.
So you were there pretty close. I mean, I was trying to think of some others that were around. Tracy Lawrence was, what, 89, 90 or something like that? I remember him. And
yeah,
then,
he was a few years before me, yeah.
So right in that window, that same class, so to speak. Yeah. For you, what you could say a million things are, that have changed, but what's kind of the difference, you know, the way things are now compared to whenever you first started down there specifically?
Well, you know, I feel ancient when I look back, and it's like my career started, my first single came out in 1996. That was before the internet. That was before, mm-hmm. you know, websites and smartphones and all that stuff. I mean, the whole world has changed. It's incredible. You know, I was talking to my wife about that the other day. You know, I can look now at where my life is and how civilization is compared to 50 years ago, which I can remember pretty well because I was 12 years old 50 years ago, and I can remember, you know. And I can't even imagine, you know, what it's going to be like for my grandkids 50 years from now. But we can't imagine what it's going to be like. It's just mind-boggling. But the world has changed, and the music industry has changed, and the way that people consume music now and the way that we actually get it to them now, it's just everything is just progressed by leaps and bounds. I don't know that all of it is good. I don't know that all the changes are necessarily good ones, but it certainly has changed.
Certainly, you know, a way to get exposure quickly in some instances. I mean, you look at a guy like Zach Top, who just a couple of years ago sold 12 tickets to some show in Nowhere, USA, and then now he's playing the Houston Rodeo and different things like that. So exposure and, you know, getting bigger so fast, it's so crazy to see these guys come up so fast now. And gals, obviously.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a brave new world.
Absolutely. What Colors Your Wild Tour starts at the DuCoin State Fairgrounds inside the Southern Illinois Center. Get your tickets to see Trace Atkins, wolfcattlecompany.com. Check out his new music video, and he'll be airing on the Opry 100 celebration, which is airing Wednesday night on NBC. Trace is playing a show there. How many times you played the Opry? I mean, I'm sure countless at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been a member, I think, 20 years, so I don't know how many times I've played it. Excess of 500.
Probably. Doesn't get old, though, does it?
Oh, no. I was telling somebody the last time I was at the Opry, there are still two things that make me nervous in this business. The first thing that makes me nervous is when I sing the national anthem, and I've done that I don't know how many times, and I love doing it, but it always makes me nervous, you know, because if you screw that one up, you're on YouTube.
It's a hard song to sing, too, Trace.
Well, that's one of the reasons I enjoy singing it, because it's a rangy song, and not everybody can do it.
Yeah.
You got to have range. That's why there are a lot of singers that you'll never see them sing the national anthem, and the reason's very simple. They can't do it, you know, and I enjoy doing it. So anyway, that makes me nervous still, and stepping out on that Opry stage and standing in that circle in the middle of that stage it still makes me nervous, because I have such reverence and respect for all those that came before me and what that place means and what that institution stands for, and it still makes me nervous, and I'm still awestruck when I go out on that stage.
No doubt. Trace Atkins coming to Southern Illinois and DuCoin next Saturday, the 29th. He's got his new movie where he made a cameo. It's his words, but I'm sure he stole the show. Day of Reckoning, releasing in theaters on Friday, the day before, on the 28th. Real quick, Trace Atkins, before we let you go, for those that haven't seen you before and those that have just been chomping at the bit, you know, from last year with your injury, and we were waiting on you to get there, we're so glad that you're back this year. We're excited to have you and welcome you to Southern Illinois, and we're glad for your time and thankful for your time this morning. What can we expect from a Trace Atkins show?
Well, it's a greatest hits show, man. We're not going to get up there and, you know, throw a bunch of new stuff at you that you haven't heard, you know. We know how it is, you know, country music fans, they want to hear what they know, you know, and the stuff that they've heard on the radio over the years. So we're going to give you that. You know, we're going to throw two or three things in there. You know, of course, we'll do What Colors Your Wild and maybe a couple other album cuts from years back that I just enjoy doing. And I'll pick one, you know, for every show. I'm like, all right, boys, let's do this one tonight, and, you know, just for me. And, you know, so we'll do something like that. But mostly, it's going to be a greatest hits show, and, you know, everybody ought to come out and, you know, I don't know if you'll have a good time, but I will.
That's for sure. Well, I'll be there, and I hope to get a chance to meet you and say howdy and everything like that. And either way, we appreciate your time here on the phone today, and we can't wait to see you in just a short amount of time next weekend, sir. Thank you so much. Trace Atkins joining us on the show this morning. Thank you.
My pleasure.